Hello, everybody. It's Jenny. I believe that each day we can learn something new, laugh just a little more, and live unapologetically. So if you're looking for a little therapy mixed with some strategy, but a splash of sporty spice, babe, I'm your personal growth coach. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. Hello, everybody. What's going on? Happy New Year. You should be listening to this either today, which is Friday, New Year's Eve, or whenever. But it is 2022. We are here. We made it. Yay! I'm super, super pumped. But I hope that you are starting off the new year with a new attitude, new you, and that you are ready to kill it. It is time to be unapologetically you and just ready to start a new chapter. We all have been through hell and back so many times in 2021 and 2020, even early 19. But I just wanted to spend a few minutes with you today and just say thank you to all my listeners out there. Thank you who continue to support me as a coach, and thank you to all my clients, and just a big, big, big hug and gratitude to everybody who continues to work on their personal growth. Woo, I can't do this without you. I know I took the big steps to be a coach, and it was scary, I'm not gonna lie. You know, you heard all about my journey and, you know, growing up being visually impaired, which I'm still visually impaired, can't get rid of that, but but it's all about, you know, taking your abilities and learning from it and growing from it. So my whole childhood was everybody saying, no, you can't do this, you can't do that, can't. Well, I took can't and turned it into a business. So I just want people to know that no matter what kind of can'ts or failures or didn't receive these items or wealth or whatever, turn these negativities into booming businesses or booming things in your life. Things can change. You have the power to change your life. When you feel that you are being held down, that's in your mind. You are the only person that's holding yourself back from achieving whatever you want to achieve. That's on you, babe. That is totally on you. I was telling my sisterhoods, my clients in the sisterhood this morning, that the only person that holds you back is you. It's on your mind. We feel that we have this pressure on us to, we can't do something because it's holding us back. No, babe, the only person that's holding you back is you. It's time to release this. And going into the new year, don't take the baggage with you. And I gave all my clients this scenario. Like, we're at TSA pre-check. Like, you are going through your baggage. Like, are you willing to take this baggage into the new year? Like, no. Like, open that baggage up and start going through all these items. Do you want to take the anxiety, the depression, the worry, the scarcity? Are you taking this into the new year with you? Hell no. Leave that shit behind you. It is a new year, new you. It is a new chapter. This is a beautiful new book that you are writing in 2022. You can create a new you in a snap of a finger. If you don't like your story and you don't like who you are, babe, change it. If you don't feel that you want to be this corporate person or you don't like your job, you can change that. If you want to be a chef, an astronaut, an athlete, you can change that. It's a mindset game. Babe, do this for yourself. I can't stress this enough, how many times we are afraid to try something new because we're afraid to fail. Just do it. Just do it. You're going to fail. Absolutely. We all fail at everything, but you know what? You're going to learn something new. You're going to learn what works, what doesn't work, but that's okay. We need to go through these phases in life because if we don't try something new, you're going to have that woulda, coulda, shoulda attitude. No more. No more of that. It is 2022. And if you've been following me at least for the last month or so, you know that 22 is my lucky number, is my volleyball number. I am the double deuce. And this year is just so full of just amazing things. And I'm just so excited. I can't tell you. I'm stuttering over my words because just so much positivity and vibe. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. My clients are stoked. Things are going so well everywhere. I mean, mom still has cancer. I gotta say that, but she's doing well. She's hanging in there. She's still a fighter. Thank you for everybody who's been asking. My mom was recently diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in June, and she's a fighter. She's hanging in there. She's doing her chemo treatments. We had a great Christmas with the family. So things are going well with that. Every day is a journey learning about pancreatic cancer. But you know what? It's a mindset game. If it's cancer, if it's your own mental health, wellness, whatever it is, every day is a journey. Every day is a day to be thankful, grateful, blessed for what we have. And it's on you. You're the only one that controls what happens to you. Like I said about 5 minutes ago, if you don't like something, you're the only one that can control it. And it's time. And it's time to let go of things that no longer serve us. So if you feel that anxiety, or if you're anxious or feeling depressed, and I have this great quote that I love. So let me tell you about it. Who here has listened or watched Kung Fu Panda? No lie, Kung Fu Panda. So the quote goes, quit, don't quit, noodles, don't noodles. You are too concerned with what was and what will be. Yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, but today is a gift. That's why they call it a present. Interesting, isn't it? I love this quote. And if you totally watch Kung Fu Panda, you know exactly who said that quote. And I really love this quote because I think so many of us who think about the woulda, coulda, shouldas, the past, and I always say, if you're living in the past, it's this depressive state. And if you're living in the future, that's this anxiety state. But you need to live in the present. It's the gift of the present. This is this beautiful thing that we keep on missing because no one's living in the present. And I know I've been working with my coach KK, and the whole month of December was living in the present. And we talked all about being in the present and talking about what that means and how we can be in the present and how we forget that living in the present is so important. So it's funny because people be like, oh, it's like a gift, a present. And I'm like, it's not like a gift present, like a physical thing that you unwrap. It's presence, present, being present. So, I mean, 2022 is here, and I'm stoked. I am super excited. I am excited for you because you are here listening to this. I'm excited for all of us because you know what? Whatever happened in 2021 is the past. We can't change it. We can't go back and look at it and fix it. All we can do is learn from it. So 2022 is here, and how are you planning to move forward? What is your vision? What is your goals? What is your desires? What is your passion, your purpose? Like, it's time to really level up. And we've been spending years trying to convince the community, and when I say community, it's the world, that getting help and normalizing therapy and having a counselor is important. Everybody should have some kind of help. If it is a friend helping you or a counselor, a therapist, what have you, or even a coach, it's normal. This is normal now to have somebody that you can lean on, even if it's a community. That's why I started the sisterhood, because a sisterhood is exactly what I needed when I was 24 years old. When I was out of college, I was a hot mess. And I was like, I wish I had this community that I could like lean into, ask questions, and really just have the support. I created the sisterhood for that sole purpose, for the 24-year-old me, because this is a place where it's accountability, where we can still learn and grow as women. And I'm so blessed. The sisterhood is exactly what it's turning into. And these women are, I can't say enough about them. They really make me smile. They stretch me. When I say they stretch me, it's been voted, because I'm all about co-creation. They want to do a book club. Now, coming to me about a book club, okay, I have a learning disability in reading comprehension. And I'm like, you want to do what? I was like, holy shit, a book club? So starting in January, tomorrow morning, we now have added a book club portion to the sisterhood. And our first book is Mel Robbins' High Five Habit. So come aboard. Welcome to book club. Really stretching me. So I'm not going to lie. I got the audiobook version. Don't tell them. But so we're super stoked to talk about that. And, you know, we're going to go a couple chapters at a time and really, you know, dive into her techniques. And on top of book club, I go live every week and we talk about a personal growth topic. January is all about clarity. If you don't know, for me personally, my vision for 2022 is finding clarity in the chaos. We've all been living chaos since like 2020. COVID is chaos. So it's now time to find the clarity. It's time to sift through like our emotions, our feelings, our like health and wellness. Like, it's time to find some clarity. So in this sisterhood, super stoked to work on this clarity and our vision. These ladies have been kicking ass and taking names on their own clarity, their goals. So if you are interested in joining a community where women are supporting each other, where we're learning and growing about personal growth topics, we have guest speakers, we have Zoom chitty chats where we talk to each other. It's just workbooks. It's so much. Check out the link below in the show notes to learn more about the sisterhood. It is a monthly membership. And I know monthly memberships are not everybody's gig. I get it. So that's why I also created a 7-week, it's called Mindset Spark. It is to spark your brain on getting ready for your own vision, your own goals, and like, it's time to get your ass in gear. I'm not going to lie. There's many people who are be like, oh, it's 2022. And I brought the baggage with me. And I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just kind of, you know, on that hamster wheel of death. And you're just like running in the wheel and just living it. Like, get off the wheel. Like, enjoy life. Look around. Enjoy what's going on. I mean, Mindset Spark is really going to find some things in you. I always say this, like, you're really going to deep dive into your soul and be like, holy shit, this is deep. So, once again, Mindset Spark is all about finding that clarity. And once again, there's the theme of 2022, clarity. Once again, Mindset Spark is a 7-week program, live coaching in a private Facebook group. We have a WhatsApp group. Oh my God, this WhatsApp. Nevertheless, WhatsApp in Mindset Spark, we have that in the sisterhood. It is off the hook. I absolutely love WhatsApp. Customized workbook for Mindset Spark, strategy with therapy, and oh, it is just beautiful. 7-week program. It is just beautiful. It is to get you from where you are to where you want to go. Absolutely love this. I made Mindset Spark last year because it is a way for me to help clients. It's a quick and dirty 7-week program. But what is fun about this program is that I now made it into a group atmosphere. It is, it's intense. But on the other hand, when I made it into a group atmosphere, because that's what the community wanted, they wanted this like quick and dirty, but in a group where they can ask questions, lean on each other, because apparently groups are my thing. So if you're interested in Mindset Spark, once again, click the show notes below to learn about it. This starts soon, actually Wednesday. It goes from the 5th of January to February 16th. It is every Wednesday that we do Mindset Spark. So super stoked about that. So once again, if you're more into the group thing, head on over to the Sisterhood, because starting on Monday the 3rd, we are starting All About Clarity, getting your vision, understanding what your personal vision is. And don't worry, because even though that last month all the ladies are like mind mapping, action planning, just talking about their vision and their power statements, this, that, and the other thing, I made a packet to help them move forward. You get the packet. So let's get started. Let's get focused. Let's move on, move forward, and let's kill it. Let's get started. And I hope you have a safe, healthy, and happy new year. Mwah. Love you all. See you soon.